Welcome back to it on this Thursday, the 18th of July, coming to you live from Greenville, North Carolina, the Steve Greer Show Greenville Studios, up and running today, and so much to talk about. You might have heard Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio go off on cryptocurrency here recently. My next guest also has a concern with cryptocurrency coming from Facebook. It's called Libra. But before we get to that, so much more to talk about. Congressman Bill Heisinger joining me here on the program. Congressman, welcome back.
Hey, good to be with you, Steve. Sounds like you had a good night last night.
You know, it's always interesting to be at these get-togethers because it seems that the more the controversy, the bigger the crowds sometimes. And I think that this president, and I know you took issue with the comments that he made on Twitter here last weekend. So let's touch on that first, and then I've got a couple other questions about that. But you did take issue. You didn't like what he tweeted out there. Tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, no, basically, Steve, my issue is tone and tenor, and it's not just the president on occasion. We see this coming clearly out of the left, and I'd like everybody to just tone it down and take some of that volume down. And it doesn't mean you back off on your policy. It doesn't mean that you back off on your philosophy or your beliefs. It's just not productive. And I think what he ended up doing was stepping on his own story of positive things happening in in the economy. And frankly, it wasn't 4 days before that the squad had labeled their own speaker, their own leader, a racist for their opposition to her. And it was just fascinating internally watching this civil war happening. And so let them have that with civil war.
Yeah, they'll be back. Make no mistake. In fact, just yesterday, Ilhan Omar back voicing her support for BDS involving Israel. So back to the, you know, if it's not anti-Semitic, it certainly is close to the flame. So that's already going on. And then four were all on morning news yesterday saying we don't apologize for any of it. I mean, you saw Ilhan Omar's vulgar-laced comments there during their so-called news conference. And so I think what this president did successfully, I mean, let's be honest, Congressman, everything that these people write, say or do, these four women for the next 15, 16 months, is front page news. They are the face, the voice, and the image of the Democrat Party. That's the way they've been branded by this president. I don't think that hurts the Republicans' efforts come next fall.
No, and I don't think it's only been branded by this president. I think it's been branded by their own party.
Sure.
They want this. This is the grassroots, the folks that are pushing this, that is where they philosophically are coming from. And look, we saw this. This has been just an amazing week. In that we had an impeachment vote yesterday, of which 95 Democrats voted to move ahead. And you're from Michigan. Most of the Michigan Democrat delegation was part of that. We had a vote to hold Secretary Wilbur Ross and Attorney General Barr in contempt, and the day before we had a vote that was taking down Nancy Pelosi's words for breaking the House rules. This is all in just 2 days, and today we're going to have a vote on a national minimum wage of $15. So, you know, the leftward march has continued, and they, despite themselves, I think, are going to continue to put up these types of issues.
Well, look at the bright side. It's really good for my business.
That it is. There is not a lack of things to be talking about. That is for sure.
You got that right. But at any rate, I think that this this president, and yes, he has a tendency to use language that makes people cringe. Often he does that. He sends out things to people like, yeah, I really wish he hadn't done that. But he has successfully branded these people, and I see branded. They are the brand. They are the poster children of the Democrat Party going forward. And there you have Ilhan Omar talking about BDS. It'll be a matter of today or tomorrow or next week. They'll say something offensive, each and every one of them, that will turn off voters in different places. And making them the voice of the Democrat Party is probably really good for the president, good for Republicans like yourself. Now, having said all that, there are some important things going on policy-wise, because amazingly, there are still things going on that nobody seems to pay attention to. Now, I saw Sherrod Brown, the Democrat senator of Ohio, just tee off on Facebook here this week and said several things that I agree with. Now, I catch some heat for this, but I think Facebook is too big. I think they are too powerful. I feel the same way about Twitter. When they can basically delete the thoughts of conservatives and edit and censor everybody else, I think that hurts the conversation, and because they're so big, I think it's a negative impact on the First Amendment. And then Facebook now wants its own currency. What do you make of that?
Yeah, that was the hearing 2 days ago in the Senate, and yesterday in the House. Talk about a unifying issue. There was healthy skepticism on both sides of the aisle on that. And the strange thing is some of their biggest critics are on the left, and some of their biggest, not specifically Facebook, but the idea of cryptocurrencies and the idea of crypto assets are on the right. So this has kind of mixed up all the politics. And so you have to sort of separate the Facebook part from the blockchain technology and those kinds of things. But focusing back specifically on Libra and Facebook, there's some real questions. And what we have to figure out, which we have not successfully so far, is how do you regulate this? What is this thing? Is it a securities? When you're guaranteeing returns, are you selling a commodity? Those are treated differently by regulators. And how I describe it is we're trying to figure out for all these crypto assets whether they're fish or whether they're fowl. And it turns out they might be a platypus. They sort of morph into this odd area.
Yeah, they definitely occupy an area that I don't understand. And I'm old school. I don't understand it very well. Therefore, I don't invest in any of those things. Though I know people that have done well doing so. My concern, though, is that Facebook gets more power. Let me ask you this. I guess the bigger question for me is Facebook too big to you? Would you consider antitrust investigations of Facebook that has over 2 billion followers worldwide, or Twitter that has 700 million? Do you think that they occupy an area that is becoming a monopoly?
I think those are definitely the right questions to be asking, and we should be exploring that. And just tying back to one of the things yesterday that was discussed was would Facebook have the ability to ban certain people from using their cryptocurrency, much like they do banning people to use their platform?
Great question.
And that's very different than what we use with our U.S. currency, for example. Anybody can use it to go do anything.
Right.
Go buy guns. Go buy some other controversial things. Yes, do some illegal things, but that doesn't mean you ban the U.S. dollar,
right?
Or limit people.
That's a really fascinating point, Congressman, and well worth exploration, because that's right. If you don't like the politics, you can't use our currency, which opens up a whole another box of questions. Got to leave it there for today. Congressman Bill Heisinger from Michigan's 2nd Congressional District. Always a pleasure talking to you, sir.
Hey, thanks. Good being with you, Steve. Safe travels.
We'll talk soon. There you have it, Congressman Bill Heisinger. We will continue the conversation here on the Steve Garrett Show right after this.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun?
a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's too heavy!
Oh my God! Ah.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.